in your brain, you're in the Nerd's Domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Nerd's Domain podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Shirley.
Hello.
Phil.
Hello.
Jesse.
Hi.
And Rob.
Having a great time.
Oh, yeah, of course you are. And this is our 2016 summer movie draft for the Nerd's Domain podcast. We've got a list up on boxofficedraft.com. We're going to go through the movies. There are 25 movies this year. There are only five of us drafting. That just happened to be the way it fell into our laps. So go to boxofficemoviedraft.com/league/nerds-domain-2016-summer-league. I'll put that all in the show notes, don't worry. To check out our draft, and you can follow us as we update throughout the summer and watch as one of us wins and or loses. Phil will lose, I will win, Jesse will lose. I'm pretty much going to win. So let's introduce our teams, and Shirley, you are team, what's your team name?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
What was
you have to yell it at people.
Chicken?
No.
Shut up, Wesley!
No, on the side it's Weasley, not Wesley.
Weasley?
That's how you spell Wesley. Don't worry about that. Phil, you are the underdogs.
Yes.
It's mostly because you've not played before, or won before, right?
Yeah.
It's your third draft, right?
Yeah.
This is your fourth.
Yes.
This is my fourth. Or no, this is your fifth and my fifth.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. This will be our fifth year. Only one of those was not recorded. Jesse, you are team the Rouge Rogue. I'm going to screw it up all night. The Rouge Rogue.
I was trying to work in something with the fuchsia something, and I couldn't figure out anything. That was funny.
Rob, your team, awesome!
Always team awesome.
There's an exclamation point you have to really
you
get
have
excited.
To, and I have to emphasize the awesome.
And I am team three-peat, in reference to a TV show that is fantastic, about drafting, ironically. So, we'll go ahead and get started. You guys are totally excited about my jokes and all my stories, I can already tell.
They're so...
What's the best of the league joke?
A draft works is like this. We're going to have the 25 movies. We all get 100 Nerd's Domain ducats. That's what we're calling them this year. We will be bidding on the movies.
Not Ducats, ducats?
Yes, that is correct. Not Ducats, not Kardashians. These are
Kardashians?
Not Kardashians either. Wow. So we will be bidding on these movies. The highest bidder owns the movie. It goes in their movie pool. Then we take the gross domestic product from the year at the end of the summer. So our last movie releases on August 12th. We will have 4 weeks after that to total up our domestic gross, and then we will declare a winner. I'm not trying to just drag you guys through the mud, but I really, Jesse won, I won in 2012, Jesse won in 2013, and then I won in 2014 and 15. So just looking back at
And who picks the movies?
I did. However, unlike last year where there were some questionable choices, I really tried hard to pare this down to good 25 probably good movies. It's not my fault Entourage was on that list last year. And I, in all fairness, I ended up buying it. So
that's true.
And winning, thanks to Jurassic World.
That one singular movie, because two of theirs have pushed out of the window, and you still won.
Honestly,
Jurassic World.
Last year I had five movies, three of them moved out of the summer. And Entourage and Jurassic World were the only thing that I had.
Wow.
No, three of them counted when I...
Did they? Okay.
I pulled them.
But so I did lose quite a bit, but I still... Jurassic World really, thank God.
With the 600 and whatever it was, yeah.
Something ridiculous.
It wasn't even that good of a movie.
We are starting our summer in late April. April 22nd, we're going to be watching Huntsman: The Winter's War. This is a sequel to The Huntsman, which was a Snow White and the Huntsman. This is a sequel prequel. This is a prequel to that whatever. It's still starring what's his name?
Thor.
Thor McNoShirt. And it's got Charlize Theron and
a few others, but
not
yeah,
Emma
the two
Watson.
Biggest.
Emma Watson.
Not Emma Watson. The chick that we were talking about the other day that I always say is Emma Watson, but it's not Emma Watson.
Oh, not Emma Watson.
Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, Emma...
It starts with
Frost.
I
don't think that's not even.
It starts with. I thought it started with an E though.
It's Emily Blunt.
Emily, thank you.
We will open in the bidding on that movie at $5. Surely don't bid first. Would anybody else? Because Shirley loves The Huntsman, so.
I'll go $5.
Would anyone like to open the bidding at $5? So Jesse, we got you at $5. Ducats, five ducats. Phil's at $6 ducats. Anybody else?
Seven.
I got Shirley at $7 first.
Oh, $8.
$8 ducats. I'll go $10.
$11.
Too rich for my blood.
You should see the look on Shirley's face. She's thinking hard.
I hate you guys.
Do you pick a movie you know you like, or do you pick a movie you think will do well?
Yes.
That's a good question.
I'll go 12.
Mixture of both.
Okay, Jesse, I've got you at 12 ducats.
Just because I didn't like the first one doesn't mean this one won't be good.
The first one had Ian McShane in it.
I don't think it did great, though.
It didn't.
The first one made 155.
Thank you. See, look at, wow. Phil, with all of the research, good, nicely done, sir. Phil has a spreadsheet.
Look, I'm highly disappointed there's not a Sharknado release this year, all right?
Well, this would have, they would have to have gone straight to the theater. We don't do re-releases into the theater.
It could be Sharknado 4, and those are making it to theaters now. Come on now.
Oh. All right, so I've got Jesse at 12.
I'm out.
Oh,
Jesse
wow.
at 12 going once. Jesse at 12 going twice. Jesse is sold on 12. I've got to see. Jesse doesn't have. So Jesse is the Rose Rogue for 12 ducats.
Rose Rogue.
Just say Jesse.
All right.
Price. RR. There you go.
Thank you. Do you want to do this? Jeez. Our next movie is a video game adaptation called Ratchet and Clank, starring John Goodman and some other people, because I don't remember the other names on that one. I should really be looking these up between our bidding. But that will be a completely animated movie about Ratchet and Clank, the video game guys. Rob, you're a big Ratchet and Clank fan, right?
Done by Insomniac Games. They adapted it over from one of the Ratchet and Clank game series, but it's going to be a standalone story. So it's going to kind of reintroduce you to the Ratchet and Clank characters as if it was happening before the first game.
Right on. So we're looking at John Goodman, Paul Giamatti, Sylvester Stallone, Rosario Dawson, Armin Shimerman, Jim Ward, David Kaye. Yep. And James Arnold Taylor are going to be some of the voices. What'd you say?
Quark.
Quark. Playing Dr. Nefarious. Or Nefarious. Yeah. Sorry, Nefarious. We'll open bidding on that one at $5.
With the five. New one.
Five? So I've got Phil at five.
Six.
Seven.
Six, seven. Seven to Phil.
Eight.
I'll go 10. $10 going once.
$11
to Jesse. $11 going once. $11 going twice. $11 sold to Jesse. Jesse's spending all his money already.
It's not like there's anything good coming up.
Yeah. Wow, that was not the right... There we go. Okay, so Jesse gets Ratchet and Clank. Man, I'm not going
to...
Jesse's team is doing great so far. next up, we've got Captain America Civil War, starring Tom Holland, Elizabeth Olsen.
Really?
Sebastian, you know what? The first two are in order on IMDb that they put it on here. That is not me just making crap up.
But you really think that our audience needs to know who's in a cap? Who is in the Captain
America
Civil War?
You know
what?
I'm not going to make judgments on our audience. I'm not going to make judgments.
I am going to judge our audience. they know. We know who's in Captain America.
So Captain America is the third Captain America movie, the 35th movie in the Marvel movie franchise, so on and so forth. I'll open the bidding at
$5.
Five. Six.
Seven.
15.
Eight.
20.
16. 21.
23.
I'll go 30.
31.
35.
Whew.
I'll go 37.
38.
40.
You just outbidding. Got Jesse at 40.
41.
41 and a half?
You cannot go half dollars.
42.
Half ducats.
Half ducats.
42?
Yep.
42 going once?
43.
Hmm. 44.
Well, how did the last one do, Phil?
254?
The last Captain America film, so not an Avenger, but the last Captain America film did 260.
Yeah. Okay. It was a really strong one and put Scott in first when he got it for most of the summer.
The last Avengers, I think, did over 4. This isn't an Avengers film. It's got a lot of the Avengers cast.
This is one of your tent poles, so it might not be a bad idea to have a bit high, so 41's not a bad idea.
Well, I think we got Jesse at 44. Is that what?
Did you say 44, Jesse?
Yeah.
Okay. 44 for Jesse. Wow, we're really going through your money there quick, Jesse.
I don't want to have any money left over at the end of this again.
All right, guys. So when he gets to $6, everybody just bid 7. Starting out on everybody. So 44 for Jesse going once.
45.
45 for Phil going once.
Do it, Jesse.
Going twice.
I don't even like Captain America. I don't know why.
What?
45 going to Team Underdogs. Gonna lose again. Sold. Next, we have Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. This is a rousing tale of people living next to a house that somehow once again turns into a frat house. So this time, a sorority house. This is going to be starring a bunch of young people I really don't know. Selena Gomez is in it. Seth Rogen. Zac Efron. Rose Byrne.
I don't think you're going to sell this to anyone.
Did the original one do well enough to warrant a sequel?
Obviously it did. I believe it was a pretty good. Neighbors was...
I bought Neighbors whenever the year it came out.
How'd it do?
150.
That's not terrible. I mean, 150's...
150's a good number for an R-rated comedy, actually. That's a very good number for an R-rated comedy.
So we'll open the bidding at $5 for Neighbors 2.
Hold on.
I've got Phil at 5.
6.
I'll go 10.
I don't want it that badly.
I've got it at 10 going once. 10 going twice. All right, Team 3-peat gets it for $10. $10 for Team 3-peat. Which I just realized initials down to TP. Fantastic.
I think you paid over by about $4.
You think so? I think you paid over by like 9.
You know what? If it makes $100 million, then I have hit my goal.
Okay, so last year you won. Your average, not even counting the ones didn't pay out, was only 7. This 10 is such BS. You keep spouting it every year.
As the godfather of the movie, box office movie draft has told us, Justin Robert Young says $10 million per dollar spent.
Well, that's not reality.
This isn't numbers I'm making up. I'm actually following someone who knows way more than me because he made the game.
Well,
oh my God, we're getting attacked by dogs.
Hold on.
Not the way we play it, apparently.
That was hilarious.
Because I came in second, and I was only in sixth. I didn't go back to previous years, but this.
Yeah, but if you take that was with taking out the three movies.
Not counting the two movies that didn't pay out at all for you. You still only averaged
and in all fairness,
$7 million per dollar spent.
A way overpaid for Jurassic Park. Well, maybe not. That one might have done well.
That was just a fluke of nature, though. You lucked out.
There were only three movies out of all the ones that paid out last year that were over 10.
Jesse, I would say that you could say that Jurassic Park was genetically engineered to win.
It was a whole different kind of dinosaur.
It was.
So
next up we've got the Angry Birds movie. I don't even know who it's starring, honestly. I didn't even look to see who's voicing any. Peter Dinklage!
It has big people in it.
No, that's not very nice, Jesse.
That was not nice.
We don't do that, Jesse.
Jesse!
I don't even know if you did it on purpose, but...
great timing.
We'll open the Angry Birds movie bidding at $5.
Five.
I'll bid five.
I'll bid six.
11.
10.
11.
12.
13.
14.
15.
18.
Is that you, Matt?
That was me. 18 for Matt. For Team 3P? Shirley doesn't like this movie either.
It's not about liking it, it's about how much money you think it's going to make.
19.
So, Jesse, the year you won, what was your strategy? Was it buy all the kids'
all
movies?
All the kids' movies.
And historically, G movies make far more money because you rarely sell one ticket.
Well, yeah, you're usually selling multiple tickets per viewing, and then it's probably the parent going to see it and then going back with their kids sometimes. Some people do that with PG and PG-13 movies. So,
and if you only have the money to go watch one movie at the theater, you want to take the whole family to just see something you're going to watch.
I don't know about that. I would leave some. No, I would take the whole family with me. That's just Shirley. So I've got Jesse at 19 for the Angry Birds movie for the Rouge Rogue. Whatever. For the Red Scoundrel.
Note to self, next year pick a confusing name for Matt just to watch him stumble.
That's what I did.
19 going once. 19 going twice. 19 sold to the Scarlet Thief.
Scarlet Scoundrel?
Scarlett Johansson.
Who are you
sold
calling?
Sold to Scarlett Johansson. Next up, we have The Nice Guys. This is a dark comedy starring people.
Oh, my
Russell Crowe and Jude Law?
No.
Russell Crowe and...
It's Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
This comes out May 20th. This will be the same weekend as Sorority Girls, Neighbors 2, and Angry Birds. So we have three movies right there. All for very different audiences.
Yeah. This time I'm going to try not to get two movies at the same lunch day.
So we'll open bidding at $5.
Nobody's saying anything. Watch Jesse bid.
Five.
Ooh. Shirley's got five. She's actually speaking now. I'll go 10.
11.
I'll go 13.
He's being a... Yeah.
He doesn't want your name on the board. He wants you to end up at the end with 100 credits.
Duck it.
Well, I don't have to use his word.
She'll make sure she gets Pete's Dragon.
15.
Did you say 15?
15.
15?
Yep.
Shirley has been 15. $15 going once. $15 going twice. 15 sold to... Shut up, Wesley!
That's what you wanted. Because he totally typed Beasley on box
office. It nearly does. I was wondering, what is that?
whatever.
I'm like, I guess I'm not a big enough Harry Potter fan to get that one. Nope, it's just Matt is an idiot, which I'm used to.
I swear that's how you spell Wesley.
There's a T in Wesley. That's the Wesley.
No, there is not. Not according to my Star Trek timelines.
Okay, well, you put an A in there for Weasley.
Maybe the A is what's wrong. That I could buy that. Yeah. So next up we have Alice Through the Looking Glass, which is a sequel to Alice in Wonderland, the Tim Burton film with I do have this
Johnny
one.
Depp.
Johnny Depp,
but I can't think of Anne Hathaway. What's Alice? Who plays Alice?
Helen Bonham Carter.
Everybody from the original movie.
Yep.
Wait, no, seriously. Oh, Mia. What's the cow's name? No, Mia, not Mila. Mia Wasikowska.
Wasikowska.
So, we'll open in the bidding at...
You just offended a lot of Polish people.
Nah, there's one sitting at the table. we'll open the bidding at
$5.
Five.
Six.
Ten.
15.
17.
20. Oof.
2,
22. 23. 24. 25. 25 to Rob.
The last movie made $334 million domestically.
Really?
The last movie didn't open opposite of X-Men.
This is also true.
Oh, Cracker Jacks.
So I've got $30 from Sherlock.
Quiet, Jesse, I'm trying to drive up the truck.
I've got 30 once to Shirley. 30 going twice to Shirley. Rob, you sure you don't want to bid?
I'm good.
30 going to... Shut up, Wesley. that was nicely timed. I approve completely. Shut up, Wesley. Okay. Next is X-Men Apocalypse, starring some people. It doesn't really matter. You're absolutely right. It's just X-Men Apocalypse. The sequel to... Oh my God. Was X-Men not First Class? Was the one between First Class and this?
The time-traveling one.
Yes. So we've got First Class, the time-traveling one, and now the end of the world, since the apocalypse. This would be opening the same weekend, just so you know, as Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Really? That's nice. Yeah.
And we'll open bidding at $5.
$5. $15. $25. $30. $31. $32. $33. $35. 36.
37.
38.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
39.
42.
Too rich for my blood.
$42 going once.
Ducats.
Ducats? 42 ducats? Going once, 42 ducats going twice.
45.
Oh, I got outbid. Oh, you're a jerk. Okay, fine. $45 or ducats going once.
Do you have 45 left?
I do.
Yeah, he does.
Are you keeping track of this?
I know.
So 87. He's at 87 if he gets this one.
Okay, 45 going twice. 45 sold to the Rouge Roug.
That hurt.
God.
I'm not an X-Man fan either. Got
it. Rouge Rogue.
The last X-Men film only made $233 million.
But it didn't open on Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, are you sure?
I don't think so.
No, I didn't. the next movie is Pop Star, Never Stop Stopping.
Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Seriously?
I didn't look this one up.
Adam Sandberg. and a lot of guest stars. Lonely Island and
starring Imogen Poots.
No, it's starring Andy Samberg.
I know, it's listed first. Will Arnett's in it, Sarah Silverman, Joe Cusack, Martin Sheen gets to punch Andy Samberg in the face. That's the prize of mention all by itself. And a lot of people as themselves.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, Carrie Underwood, Seal, Adam Levine.
Lots and lots of cameos.
Yes.
It's from Lonely Island and the People Who Brought You some other movie, but I can't remember that from the trailer.
Yay! We will open the bidding at $5. Do I have $5 from anyone?
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
You guys could sound a little excited about it. $10 from Rob. I got $10 for pop star Never Stop, Never Stopping. Do I hear 11? $10 going once. $10 going twice. Team Ice Awesome is on the board with one movie for $10.
I have goals. All right. Goals.
All right. Next up is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. This is a sequel to the 2014. This is a lot of sequels this year.
Yeah.
Or prequels. This is going to be starring Megan Fox as April O'Neil. Will Arnett's in this, as well as Stephen Amell from Arrow. He's playing Casey Jones.
Ooh,
okay, I'm just saying you don't know who Casey Jones is.
I know Casey Jones. I don't know Arrow.
This movie will be opening against pop star Never Stopping. That's a terrible name. I'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
Six.
15. $15 going once. It's a whole lot of silence there, guys.
Yep.
The first one made 191, and critics and audiences were not impressed.
You know, I watched the movie a couple months ago. It was not that bad.
I enjoyed it. As much as
I only know what the internet said. Critics hated it. Audiences were 50% on it.
That's fair.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, and Kang. I mean, or Crane.
But no one wants to see their beloved characters pooped on.
I do.
Almost nobody. I've got it for 15.
I don't count Jesse as a person, so.
Does Princess Peach count?
What did you say, Rob?
Does Princess Peach count?
As someone being pooped.
That's $15 going once.
Oh, I'm not sure where that's going.
$15 going twice.
Win the microphone.
$15 for Team 3P.
That hurts.
Why? Because it's only 15?
Yeah. I think
you could have bid six.
I think that will make you some.
I think it will too. It will at least make hopefully the 15. Although from Phil's research, it may not.
I just have my own prediction for
how. I'm surprised people didn't like it. I mean, it held true to the feeling of the.
I was a hard proponent of it being crap. I was very concerned. Next up is Now You See Me 2, starring
when did that come out?
There was a first one?
There was. June 10th.
Comes out against Warcraft.
That comes out against Warcraft. It's a little-known property that no one really has anything to do with. Now You See Me 2, this is a sequel to the Now You See Me, which I don't remember doing well. Phil, could you actually inform us on that one?
It did 118.
Okay, so just limped over that 100 million. Fair enough. This has got Jesse.
The price down, I see.
Jesse Eisenberg, Daniel Radcliffe, Mark Ruffalo, Morgan Freeman, Dave Franco, Wade Harrelson, Michael Caine. It's got stars. I mean, these are people that are important, but
they
the last
not
one
recapping their money on that film.
Yeah. We'll open the bidding at $5.
Five.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
$11.
$11 to Shirley. $11 to Shirley going once. $11 to Shirley going twice. $11 to Shirley sold for Team Shop Wesley. Next up we have Warcraft, based on Warcraft, about Warcraft. Yeah, it's going to be a movie adaptation of the video game. It's very exciting.
Video games, excuse you.
No, actually, this would be based on Warcraft.
MMO.
Not World of Warcraft. This is based on the pre-story that leads us into World of Warcraft.
Okay, there are multiple Warcraft games, excuse you very greatly.
It's based upon, very loosely, the story of the original Warcraft game.
Oh, the story behind Warcraft 1, you're saying?
Yes.
Nice.
Very loosely. They didn't even have a storyline back then, so.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Oh, no, the orcs are attacking. We must stop them. So we're going to go ahead and open the bidding for Warcraft at
$5.
Five. Six.
Six.
I had Jesse first.
Seven.
Eight.
I'll go 12.
13.
13.
I had Rob first.
14.
15. I'll go 17.
18.
Going once. 18 going twice. Sorry, I wouldn't go this slow, but Shirley has a look on her face. 18 sold to Rob for Warcraft. And Team Awesome gets another movie on the board.
So you're giving preferential treatment to your...
No, I just like watching her make that face.
So it's all about what makes you happy.
Yeah, yeah. If you lose again, I'll give you preferential treatment because that makes me happy. I'm sorry, not yet. When you lose again. So next up, we've got Central Intelligence. This is the Dwayne Johnson vehicle with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart being buddy cops.
Kevin Hart being Kevin Hart, basically.
Yeah, this is true. Aaron Paul's in it.
Anything other than buddy movies.
Kevin Hart, I'm sure he did at one point. I mean, you don't just start with...
He did.
I'm pretty sure he just started glomming onto people. And just like,
oh, you know,
I
like,
think he did stand-up, and then he started glomming onto people.
He's clearly made way more money than us doing it, so, I mean, sure.
I'm not judging him. I'm just saying I think your facts are wrong. I think that is what he's done. He's
All right, so we'll open the bidding at $5 for Central Intelligence.
Seven.
I'm just going to skip over five. We're not even going to start at five. We're just going to skip to seven. Eight to Phil.
Is that eight? Nine.
12. 12. 13. What's, I'm sorry, what was that?
That clearly sounded like a 14.
Rob, was that 45 you just bid?
No.
I'm sorry, we were at 14 with Shirley?
11.
11. Somebody said 13.
Who said 13?
Okay, so Shirley's got it for 11.
I thought we were at 13, because I think that's where the 14 came from, but I don't know who said the 13.
No.
Shirley's got it for 11, then.
I'll say 12.
13.
I'll go 14.
I think that's where we're at.
I don't think I said it. The dog
barked and we got distracted because we're easily distracted.
I've got 14 for Central Intelligence. 14 going once. 14 going twice. You want in on this, Popeye? 15 to Shirley. Cracker Jacks is not a valid
fish.
15 to Shirley going once. 15 to Shut Up Wesley going twice. 15 sold to Shirley for Team Shut Up Wesley.
I didn't type it in.
I will fix this. I probably won't, because I have to delete the team, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
You have to redo everything.
You know what?
Your all important designer of your game didn't design it so you can rename a team.
Nope, he did not. This is open source, so no, it's not very, done very
if
well.
If it's open source, then you can just take the source and change the team.
Next up is Independence Day, Resurgence, starring everybody from the first movie except Will Smith.
I doubt all the extras are there.
Also, Liam Hemsworth is in it.
Whoa, hey.
And just a couple of notes. Even Will Smith's girlfriend comes back, I think.
Vivica Fox.
Yeah. Just as a reminder, this does not come out July 4th weekend, like you would think Independence Day would. This comes out a full week before, directly in competition with Nothing that is on our draft. I'll open the bid at $5.
Five.
Six.
Seven. 8, 12, 13, 15, 16, 20, 21, 23, 24, 25, 26, 30, 31, 32, 33, 36, 37, 39, 40.
to Phil.
That escalated quickly.
$40 going to Phil once. $40 going to Phil twice.
$41.
He's got you outbid, Phil.
Is this like a family murder?
$41 going once. $41 going twice.
$42
to Phil. Rob, do you want the thing for $43? Come on, man. Now, $42 going once. $42 going twice. $42 sold to Phil. And team the underdogs.
Whew.
$42 for it. Independence Day.
I don't think there's any other good action films that are coming out for the July weekend, and I think it's in a hole between a lot of the other action films that are coming out this summer. And I think Independence Day was enough of a key movie in the zeitgeist that people are going to go see this.
Did
it's
you just
a decent
put
movie.
$85, $87 in two movies?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, whatever.
But if one of them is Jurassic World, I win.
That was actually my thought, Phil. Considering how well Jurassic World did when it shouldn't have, it was a good movie. I liked it. People can argue with me if they like, but they're wrong. Anyways, you have the potential for a really big return on this because what's old is new. And that's really big with the films, is that full retro revival.
Yeah, and Jurassic World is a big reason why I was willing to go as high as I did there, because Jurassic World came out of nowhere and made all of that money. So if Independence Day is anywhere near good, people will go see it.
Well, I mean, Jurassic World had a lot of problems with character development, story arcs, that may not be a problem in Independence Day. I mean, they may correct that. So we'll see how it goes.
They probably couldn't afford them.
See, that's what worries me.
It's because he was in Suicide Squad. They were filming at the same time. That's the information that I've been given from somewhat reliable sources that I sort of trust. I don't know. Next up is The Purge, which is the third movie in the Purge series. Strangely enough,
I didn't realize that. Sorry.
Yeah, because it was Purge, which did okay. Purge Anarchy, which did much better and was a better film. And then now we have Purge Electioneer.
Do you want actual numbers? Or
yeah, go right ahead. I was kind of like leaving it open for you to do that, and you're just staring at me like...
Because I like to leave you hanging.
Yeah.
I don't actually have the Purge numbers there, but it was somewhat less than 72, and the second Purge movie did 72.
Okay.
So they still weren't doing stellar, but it went up.
This is true. It's true. And it, like, the second one had story, actual story, and not just murder time. So... we'll start the bidding with $5 on The Purge Electioneer.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Three.
Ten. $10 going once. $10 going twice. $10 for The Purge to Team Three-Peat. Alright, next up is Legend of Tarzan. This is a live-action movie that has people in it. I'm really scrolling down, guys. Margot Robbie, isn't she also in Suicide Squad? Who's Margot Robbie?
If she is, then there's proof that you could be in filming two movies at once.
Yeah. It's not...
Well, release dates and filming times are...
Yeah, she's Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad. Hold on a second. So, yeah, Margot Robbie is playing Harley Quinn and Jane Porter. That's interesting.
It also has the guy...
Samuel L. Jackson?
Well, yeah, but...
Alexander Skarsgård?
Well, that's Tarzan, but no, the guy from a lot of the Tarantino films...
Christopher Waltz, John
yes,
Hurt?
Yes, Christopher Waltz.
All right, hold on real quick because I forgot what's going on here. $10 for Purge, I gotta write that down. All right, so we will open up the bidding for Legend of Tarzan at $5.
Is opening 4th of July weekend opposite The Purge.
This is true.
So it's actually a family movie compared to a...
it is rated PG-13, so as family movie as that gets, yes.
But...
I've got six. Five. I've got six for Phil.
Seven. 11.
13.
12.
I'll go 14.
15.
Going once to Rob. 15 going twice to Rob. 15 sold to Team Awesome. All right. Next up is The Secret Life of Pets. About pets and their secret lives, and there's a very angry rabbit in this movie.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah.
Real quick, Phil, would you mind giving us a recap on what everybody has left?
By my record... Jesse has 13 left. I have 13 left. Matt, you have 65 left. Shirley, you have 29 left. Rob, you have 57 left.
Perfect.
So I currently have the most money. That's very important for me.
He's waiting for Star Trek.
Maybe.
So
I think there are other things here worth waiting for.
I do have a question.
Absolutely.
If, let's say, we get down to Pete's Dragon, and say me and Phil have 13, we're the mostest... How do we break a tie if we say it at the same time?
Assuming that I am not involved.
Or that you're down to 13 as well.
Well, assuming I'm not involved in the bidding, I will make the decision on who said it first.
Okay.
I'll do that by ears. So, you know, take that for whatever it's worth. If I'm involved...
Not that I think Pete's Dragon is going to be a game changer or anything, but...
Well, but it could be. I mean, if one person gets a movie and the other person gets stuck with $13, that could be a game changer.
Right.
I mean, yeah, so that's something to keep in mind. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. Secret Life of Pets will open it, bidding at $5. This does open opposite of Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Because those are going to be overlapping audiences.
You know what? I am just telling you what opens up that weekend.
Actually, with them both being the kind of audiences they are, they both might do well, because one's for kids and one's for adults.
This is true.
5.
6.
7.
8.
9.
10.
15. Going once. 15 going twice. $15 for Team 3-peat for the Secret Life of Pets. Hopefully kids love it.
The trailer looked kind of bad.
I know.
15, not 13.
Cheater! Let me make sure I wrote it down right here. I actually got it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Dave need wedding dates. This is a movie about Mike and Dave, who are rich people who are kind of useless.
Like Wedding Crashers.
They need wedding dates. It's got your Zac Efron and your Anna Kendrick and your Adam Devine and your other people. Stephen Root's in it. Yeah.
Who's that?
We'll go ahead and open the bidding on that at $5.
$5.
Six. You don't know the Stabler guy from Office Space?
Stabler. Space. Stabler.
News Radio.
Oh, the red Stabler?
Yeah.
Don't steal my Stabler.
Okay, Stabler. I've got Phil at $5 for Mike and Dave's wedding.
He's at six. I bid five already.
Who's at six?
I'm at six because Rob bid five.
You bid?
Yes.
I didn't hear you bid. I'm just saying.
I don't think
but you gave it to me
at Pete's Dragon.
So you must have heard me bid.
Whatever. Somebody's at six. Phil's at six. Really on top of those guys. Phil, you are at $6. You know what? I can't. I'm going to go seven. I can't let you have it for six. That's just wrong. Oh, man, now I don't want it.
Sorry, my sheet tells me to stop at 7, so I'm not going to bid 8.
$7 going once. $7 going twice. That's the worst that could happen. It could just, entourage me?
Yeah.
$7 sold to team.
You still won with Entourage.
This is true, but Entourage really underperformed.
Yeah.
It had a built-in audience.
A built-in HBO audience.
That didn't go see it.
I think the HBO audience did go see it. HBO audience is not that big.
And it's not like it was Game of Thrones.
This is true. All right, next up we've got Ghostbusters. This is a...
You said that correctly. Ghostbusters, as it is written on our sheet up here.
You know what?
And I am reading these in the order that they are on IMDb. Do not attack me for how this goes. Starring Chris Hemsworth, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Bill Murray.
Really?
Kate McKinnon, Sigourney Weaver, Elizabeth Perkins, Charles Dance. Where's the other lady?
She don't matter.
Dan Aykroyd. So this is going to be a remake thing.
It's not a remake.
It's a sequel from the sounds of it. Which
it can't be a sequel because they said four scientists and he wasn't a scientist.
It is a reboot.
But is it? It has the original actors in it.
That doesn't make it not a reboot.
It's a sequel.
I don't know. I haven't studied the trailer, but the trailer made it seem like it was after the events that did occur.
Yes.
Because it starts off and says, 30 years ago, four scientists. One of those gentlemen was not a scientist.
Well, you know what? Just because they got it
wrong
there.
Well, in the original script, apparently.
But it's being presented as a reboot in a lot of the ways they're handling it.
It's not a reboot. Sequel.
Either way,
the same.
It is available for bidding at starting at $5.
13.
14.
14.
Ooh, that was a little delayed on the same number.
Go ahead again, Rob, if you want it for 15, I bid before you.
15.
Rob's got it for 15 right now. What do I have left, Phil?
43.
17.
18.
18 going once. 18 going twice. 18 sold to Team Awesome for Ghostbusters.
Woo!
All right, next up is the third movie in the not quite a reboot, but totally different dimension Star Trek
universe
thing. Star Trek Beyond. This one has Idris Elba in it.
Who's got what now?
Nothing. We're comparing numbers. You got, what did you say,
33?
39. So you got 39 and I got 43. I just transposed some numbers there.
Uh-huh.
And we got 2, 4, 6 movies left.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to open the bidding on Star Trek Beyond. It is starring Idris Elba as Krall. I don't know more than that about Krall, but it's Idris Elba. And this one definitely is not about Khan.
Sure.
I feel very safe in saying this was not about Khan.
Does Spock die and come back to life, and there's, you know, a strange comedic actor, the Klingon?
Spock's already missed his chance of dying.
I think this is the one where they go for whales.
No, that's the next one.
Yeah. So we'll open the bidding at $5.
$5. 13.
You beat 14. Me to it.
15.
20.
23. Rob, did you hear Shirley? Because she's talking a little low. I'm not sure if you heard her.
I caught it.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. So 23 to Shirley?
24.
25.
How much did the last one do, Phil?
See, I was going to ask, but I didn't want to because he would just ignore me. Thank you, thank you, Rob.
I'll tell Shirley. I like Shirley. The last one didn't do
26.
She's not sure. Hey, Rob, I'll text it to you.
I can look it up on Box Office Mojo. Come on.
I can't. I'm on my phone using my Skype. That's how I've been able to do this.
The last one did 229. The one before it did more than 229.
I was going to say, 229 is all it did? That seems...
285?
I don't know how much... I don't have that down yet. I only recorded the last one.
Fair enough.
But I know it was a downward trend. I recorded that.
What was the last bid?
I also know that it's been widely reported that they've gone back for reshoots as recently as last month.
I believe it's 26 to Rob.
27.
I mean, it's a Star Trek film, but...
27 to Shirley? 27 to Shirley going once? 27 to Shirley going twice? $27 sold to Shirley. 27 ducats sold to Shirley. To see team... Shut up, Wesley!
Weasley. If you're not going to change the A... Say it right.
Critics everywhere. What does that leave you with?
Two.
Out. Two?
Not necessarily. Oh yeah, no, because three is the minimum.
Yeah. No.
I will drop it down if nobody has five. I will drop it down below that because that's kind of lame. Next movie is Ice Age Collision Course. This is the fourth.
Two.
Fifth.
Sorry, it's hard to keep track. It's the fifth movie in the Ice Age.
I only know because I did my research today.
So I missed who won Star Trek. Who won that?
Shirley did.
Okay.
At 27.
Oh,
did you really?
I got disconnected, so it's okay.
Oh no!
Did you want to do 28?
Oh ma'am, you can have it.
No, I don't. I feel bad now. I can't do this.
I think that if you genuinely would have bid 28, we could.
Yeah, by all means.
No. I wasn't going to bid 28. That was too much.
Okay. You promise?
I pinky promise.
All right.
Drama in the freaking draft. So our next movie is Ice Age Collision Course, starring Simon Pegg. So, by the way, Jesse, you could do more than one movie in a summer.
Exactly.
Simon Pegg, yeah. Nick Offerman, other people.
Ray Romano, I'm sure. He's the Ice Age.
Yeah, Ray Romano and Leguizamo.
IMDb doesn't do...
Yeah, Leguizamo, Sean William Scott, because he hasn't done anything in forever. Dennis Leary is back. Wow, they got everybody. Neil deGrasse Tyson is playing Neil DeBuck Weasel.
That's excellent.
We'll open bidding at $5.
13.
14.
15.
Now, Phil, how much did the last one do?
The last one did 161.
I'm comfortable with 15.
15 seems fair. I'm not going to bid any higher than that.
$15 going once? $15 going twice? Surely you're the only one that could outbid me at this point.
No, Shirley has two.
I have two.
Oh, so if Phil does or Rob doesn't want it, it's fine.
Yeah.
15 sold to Matt.
That was a steal, I think.
It's very likely.
I don't think he's going to recoup on it.
I don't know. If I make 130, 140, I think it'll be close enough.
Might be.
Next movie up is a sequel. Surprise! Jason Bourne! Starring Jason Bourne as Jason Bourne.
I understand why they didn't bring back Jeremy Renner.
But Julia Stiles is coming back, and this one has Tommy Lee Jones.
Ooh.
And a bunch of other people.
Tommy Lee Jones, what?
And so, we'll open bidding at
$5. 13. 13.
13. 14. So Rob's at 14. You know what, Rob, it's sold to you because I'm not bidding over that.
There you go. That's easy.
The last one with Damon did 227.
Oh, really? You know what, I already said it was his. So, Leslie. Opening bidding on Suicide Squad.
13.
This is going. Okay. Oh, yeah, we'll go
ahead.
You
did say opening bidding. You didn't say opening discussion. You said opening.
Yeah, opening discussion about Suicide Squad, but we'll take that first bid. It's fine. This is going to be starring Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne, Will Smith, Jared Leto, a bunch of other people. This is like a weird
amalgamation
group of people. Yeah. So we've got Jesse at 13. I will bid 26. That should be highest bid. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, guys. So that leaves me with $2. Team $2.
You might have as well went all in.
No way, man. I'm only spending as much as I have to. I'm going to take my two Nursemaid ducats. I'm going to roll around on them later.
Since you've already bid 26, you could have bid 25.
We could put both of ours together and maybe four.
Well, but Rob could have said 25, and then I would have had to bid one more. It was just easier this way. Next up is Ben-Hur. This is going to
You need to write that on the board.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Next up is Ben-Hur. This movie is a remake of the classic Charlton Heston movie, Ben-Hur, about Ben-Hur, who is a gladiator. It's got Morgan Freeman in it, who's also in other movies this summer.
Is this a Bible story?
He's kind of. It's like Bible adjacent.
Yeah.
Bible adjacent.
I mean, it takes place during the same time, but it doesn't really...
Well, because they show Christ's crucifixion. So.
Yeah, because that's just important to the story, but not
really
directly important. So we'll open bidding on Ben-Hur at $5.
13.
I'm willing to eat my 13 other than taking that one.
So 13 to Phil. Okay, so guys, looks like I missed a movie called The BFG. I hear it's pretty important. This is what I'm being told. So we're going to give that to Rob. It's a July 1st opening. The team here has decided that seems fair. Rob, I'm just going to put it down. It's $25 because that's what you've got left. I don't think it matters.
I think you put it down as 23, and then you got two left.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 23. I'm fine with that.
Well, and no, because I could outbid Jesse. He's the only person that's got as much as ours got anything contentible. So.
This is true. So, well, you don't get anything extra for anything for the leftover. And then, Jesse, that really does leave you with Peace Dragon.
Yeah, I'll take Peace Dragon.
Okay. Perfect. Right. So there we go. So let's look at our teams. So Team Awesome has Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping, Warcraft, The BFG, Legend of Tarzan, Ghostbusters, and Jason Bourne. Team Shut Up Wesley has The Nice Guys, Alice Through the Looking Glass, Now You See Me 2, Central Intelligence, and Star Trek Beyond. The Rouge Rogue. Has Huntsman, Winter's War, Ratchet and Clank, Angry Birds Movie, X-Men Apocalypse, and Pete's Dragon. The Underdogs has three movies. Captain America Civil War, Independence Day, and Ben-Hur. And then Team 3-Pete has Neighbors 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, The Purge, Election Year, The Secret Life of Pets, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, Ice Age Collision, and Suicide Squad. Our season will kick off on April 22nd, and then 4 weeks after August 12th. Let me double check that as to the exact date. August 12th, 1, 2, 3, 4. So September, the weekend of September 11th, my birthday weekend, will be the official close of the draft, and on my birthday will announce me as a winner because I clearly will have won. The announcement of the winner for this will be on another podcast, which is yet to be named officially, but we will make sure you're aware of that. That is a Sunday night podcast that we'll be recording live here in Indianapolis at a bar called Tappers. So I will make sure that you know the name of the podcast and how to get to that, and we will definitely make sure that that part of the episode is available on this feed as well. So, from everybody here at Nerds Domain, thank you for listening, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
Bye.
Peace.